Wading in Shallow Water. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Wading in shallow water, walking in very shallow water. What does that mean, walking in shallow water? Well, as we walk along the river's edge, we see some shallow areas, and we walk out into the shallow area, and we have a good time. We sort of plotch around and enjoy the cool mountain stream. We enjoy the sand as it trickles through our toes, and we enjoy watching the crawdads as they skitter from stone to stone, being always undercover as much as possible. We watch the little minnows as they swim in the shallow water. And as we do this, we marvel at their ability to zip around and find enough food for them to grow up to be big fish, because surely that's the only source that they have, is this little wonderful pond of water where they live. It's part of a creek. It's sort of an offshoot. It's shallow water, where the water has risen a little higher and covered a little bit of area that is not normally into the creek bed itself. And as you walk along, it's an exciting experience, sort of a new adventure, because under your feet you feel these stones, you feel the mud, you feel the sand, you feel the little things that you don't know what they are. And perhaps what they are little creatures that are living there and enjoying themselves. But now, what happens when you walk in shallow water? Well, when you walk in shallow water, you have a pretty good idea of what's down there. You can see to the bottom. It's only a few inches deep, and you can see all the way from the top to the bottom. And you think to yourself, isn't this lovely? The warm sun has made the water just a little warmer in this area, away from the main part of the stream, and it's sort of a snuggly, puddly type of thing. And as you walk in this water, as you wade in this shallow water, thoughts go back to your childhood, and thoughts go back to memories of careless days where you had nothing on your mind, you had no responsibilities, you had nothing to care about that was meaningful to you. You just were being yourself and having fun. You were sort of living your childlike life again. Now, we can all do that. We can all go and walk in shallow water, and we can sort of shush around and enjoy ourselves and let our mind go back to when we were a child. But in truth, we're not going back to when we were a child. What we are doing is we are living that new now. We are having that feeling of abandonment right now. We abandon all the problems of the world. We abandon all the concerns and worries. We abandon all the things that have caused us concern. And we just sort of plotch around in a sort of a casual way with no responsibility at all. And then, what you know, we sit right down in that warm puddle of shallow water. Sit right down and get our pants all wet, get our skirt all wet, and then we stretch out our legs. And the water doesn't cover our legs, but it goes up a little bit, and we sort of swish our legs around, and we see the water riled and muddy. And we get mud all over our legs and over our pants and over our being. But we don't care. We think, gee, this is fun. And then we take our hands and we swish them around. Oh, this is so neat. Not a care in the world. Total abandonment of all life's problems. Total letting go, relaxing, being at peace. It's not going back to our childhood days, though we might think of it like that. It's not going back to another time. It's living in the now. It's living in that freedom of this wonderful feeling of punching around in the water and just being yourself. It'd be even nice to be naked, punching around in the water like that. Yes. So you take off your pants. There's nobody around. There's nobody to offend or to bother. And there you are, sitting there, an adult, in a puddle of water, just punching around. Anyone come along and see you, they think, what in the world is that crazy person doing? What is that silly person doing? But there's nobody around. There's nobody for miles and miles and miles around. You've walked out onto this path far away from the busy crowds of the city. You've walked away far away from your home, far away from your car, far away from all the things that give you security and give you a feeling of belonging to something. And you enter into this world of abandonment where you leave all else behind. And then you lay on your tummy in that water. And you don't swim, but you putch a little bit. And it feels so good. The water is so warm and so loving. And you think to yourself, what a wonderful way to live. Total abandonment of all worries, all concerns, all things that bothered me. Living in the now, feeling the warm water as it snuggles my legs. I wonder, yeah, you do, this is coming, I wonder, what would happen if I walked over toward the creek? Now, the creek is 2 or 3 feet deep. It's not terribly deep. It's just a little creek. Just a little river. And you walk over there. You're all muddy from this side pool. And then you sit down in the creek. And the creek goes up to almost your chest. And as you're sitting there, the water is washing you away from all the mud that came from the little wading pool. And it's cold. Ooh, it's chilly. But after a while, you become accustomed to it. And you feel, oh, so invigorated and so refreshed. And goosebumps are all over your body. And you have to smile. And then you take your hands and you splash the water all over your chest and all over your head and all over you. And you feel just so dynamic. You feel so alive. You feel so aware of a new you. Yes, I'm aware of a new me as I sit here splashing the water all over. And I enjoy it so thoroughly. And then I lay back. And I sort of float as I sit there. Float in the cool water. My head is level and the water tugs at me and wants to float me along. But there are rocks here and there, and I can't float beyond the rocks. But my feet bump into them. But I'm floating. And I'm floating in this undulating water. Cool, glorious. And I feel so fresh and so new, like I've never been before. A feeling of awareness of my body that I've never had before. My toes feel so complete. I didn't even feel them before, but now the cool water makes me feel my toes. Makes me feel my skin on my body. Makes me feel my face, because the water has rippled over the edge of my face a little bit as I'm floating here. And I do this for, 20 minutes. And after 20 minutes, I feel a little bit chilly. So I get up. And the water is up to my knees almost. And I get up. And I walk across the shallow water, and I wade across the shallow water, and I go up to the bank of the creek, and there the grass is lying there so beautifully invitingly, and I lay there in the grass, and the sun dries me off, and I feel embraced by all that's beautiful and good. I still feel that state of abandonment, the state of nothingness other than my being here right now. The only thing that matters to me is being here right now. And I feel so alive and so alert and so wonderful. And I lay back and I rest my head in the wonderful grass at the edge of the creek. And shortly I fall asleep. I have no dreams, because the dream of my abandonment of all that is my biggest dream. And I sleep. And then I awaken as I feel a coolness, for the sun has set. And the day has concluded, and the gentle night air is wafting along the creek bed. And I stand and shake like a puppy dog and feel just so, oh, so good. And I prepare myself to walk back to my life again. But having waded in the shallow water, having given myself up totally to the small creek, I will never be the same again, because now I know what it is to let go and live in the now. And how glorious that is, how wonderful that is. Oh my, I love it so. I offer you my experience. You can have that too. Enjoy it today. For, you know, walking in shallow water is quite something wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you.